Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Category 5, superstar Shaletta Brundage. Boy, you have had a wild 24 hours. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I am still in my pajamas. I couldn't get out of the bed. I am just floating on cloud nine right now, Uncle Paul.
Hey, tell us what happened. I know you are former First Lady Michelle Obama's biggest fan here in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. She has a lot of fans. She wrote an amazing book, and the whole book club, Becoming, I get that. It's definitely a movement. But just give our listeners a little background about how you got involved and what the heck happened at the XL Energy Center last night.
I love Michelle Obama. You know, she was the first professional African-American married woman with a professional husband and a family that I saw as a young woman that I said, this is what I want to be like. Because, you know, that Claire Huxtable wasn't real. She was just pretend. She was acting. And she was real life. So for me and the young ladies that I, you know, grew up with and went to college with, you know, we saw her and we said we wanted to be like her. And then she and Barack burst on the scene. And about that time, my husband and I had just got married. And, you know, I was struggling to become a wife. And so I just kind of watched her silent example of supporting her husband. And I said, you know, this is the type of marriage I want for me and my husband. Strong, loving, supportive, togetherness, hashtag squad goals, hashtag relationship goals. So I kind of grew up in her shadows, kind of watching her and taking her cues. You know, she never wrote a book that said, this is the 10 things you need to do to be a good wife. Mm-hmm. You know, you just had to watch her and take note. And so, I credit her today with saving my marriage because I didn't know what being a wife looked like. So I've always admired her and revered her and appreciated her example of a strong woman. And so, you know, I've always, you know, bought the books and, you know, went to the campaign rallies and, you know, went to the talks and supported her and had the cups and the mugs and the hats and the T-shirts. And then when she came out with this book, well, we, you know, had to do the book club thing. And, you know, then she decided she was going to go on these rock star book tours. And I thought, oh, my God, I've got to buy tickets for all the ladies in my book club. And, you know, I used to work down in Houston, and that's where I'm from. And they called and taunted me and said that they had a mural of Michelle Obama and that they were her biggest fans, and I wasn't.
They egged you on.
They did, and they knew I was crazy enough to take the bait. Mm-hmm. They knew that I would probably not be on my medication properly. And so I called. They have something called muralists. I never knew there was such a word, but they have some wonderful muralists right here in the Twin Cities, and I call all 30 of them. And they all said, Ms. Brundage, we can't paint right now. It's too cold outside. The paint won't agree with it. We would paint a mural on your house, but we have to do it in spring. And I'm like, no, I need it by Monday.
Yeah, yes.
And they said it can't be done. So I called a little printing company in Woodbury called Image 360, a female-owned small business, and I said, listen, I know it's going to sound like I'm the crazy lady because I am, but I need you to print a huge poster to cover the front of my house with Michelle Obama's face on it so I can welcome her to the Twin Cities. And the owner, Gina, was like, I can't do it, Ms. Brundage. This is crazy. And she took the idea to her staff, and she's like, I talked to this crazy lady on the phone, Ms. Rundridge. And anyway, she wants a picture of Michelle Obama to cover the front of her house. We don't even have the material. And her staff was like, oh, heck yeah, we're doing it. And they, like, put all their other jobs on hold, and they were in there cussing and fussing and slinging paint and printer ink, and they did it. And my husband took off from work and hired a contractor, and they put it up, and it said, Minnesota loves Michelle. So I started a hashtag and, you know, got on social media and got real busy and, you know, just welcoming her to the Twin Cities. And my husband said, okay, you're doing all this, but what are you going to do with the poster when it's done? I said, well, I don't know. He said, why don't you donate it to Girls in Action? It's a local nonprofit that helps girls, inner city girls, in schools in St. Paul and Minneapolis. 300 girls are in this mentoring program. Donate it to them for this big fundraiser they're having in May. And then, you know, it means something. This is what Michelle Obama's all about, helping young girls. And I said, okay, let's do it. Well, that caught the attention of some media folks in town, and they came over and did stories on it. And the whole time I was still doing a lot of social media, kind of, you know, welcoming, you know, former First Lady to the Twin Cities. And then our homegirl, Michelle Norris, from formerly of National Public Radio, was the moderator. So just sending shouts out to her. And a couple of days before the book talk, they, you know, put a post on Twitter that said, if you have any questions for, you know, the former First Lady, she'd love to answer some of them at her, you know, book talk at the Xcel Energy Center last night. And, you know, 20,000 people were there. She only answered three questions. And the first one, Uncle Paul, was mine.
There was a picture of you and your hubby and your four amazing kids up there
behind
Michelle Obama. And didn't she retweet you, or she tweeted about you too, right? I swear I saw tweets.
Perez with Fox 9 News here in town. She came out to the house and she talked to the young ladies from Girl in Action, and she talked to Dr. Verna Price, and she talked to me about the mural and, you know, the crazy fandom, but it's actually, we're calling it a poster with the purpose because we're using it to help, you know, young girls. And so she did this huge story on it, and she, you know, they put it online, and then Michelle Obama saw it and retweeted it and said, you know, good job, Shaletta. You know, thank you for the poster welcoming me to the Twin Cities and for the work you do to help young girls. I about fell out. I just fell out, Uncle Paul.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's the definition of cool, and you are the definition of a super fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.